as if a childlike finger laid on a cheek, reminded of the endless needy things, the heedless mother of the universe, an infant longing clutched the somber vast. Insensibly, somewhere, a breach began. A long, lone line of hesitating hue, like a vague smile, tempting a desert heart, troubled the far rim of life's obscure sleep. Waking up of consciousness that he compares to a smile. He says, hesitating shoe, that is the first beginning of consciousness that is like a very pale light, and he compares to a smile, tempting a desert heart. It's like a very faint light at the border of the obscure sleep of life. He says, from the other side of boundlessness, an eye of deity pierced through the dumb deeps, a scout in a reconnaissance from the sun, it seems, amid a heavy cosmic rest, the torpor of a sick and weary world to seek for a spirit soul and desolate, too fallen to recollect forgotten bliss. I would like the window open, I can't be. The first vision of consciousness that he compares to the an eye of a deity piercing through the dumb deeps. And this look is like a scout in a reconnaissance from the sun that is a symbol of consciousness. In the heavy cosmic rest, the torpor of a sick and weary world. Too fallen to recollect forgotten bliss. That is too unconscious to remember the consciousness from which it came.